One question that's come up after the election is, how do we explain the results to children? In a city of so many immigrants and people of color, WNYC's Beth Fertig reports teachers and parents are struggling with some tough questions.
On Wednesday morning, a bunch of high school kids from Williamsburg were waiting on a subway platform in Union Square on their way to a class trip. Like everyone else, they were talking about the election. 14-year-old Jordan was angry.
The fact that Donald Trump won is just horrendous. He has no qualifications. Everything he said is just racist and sexist, and it's just terrible.
Jordan didn't want us using her full name because she didn't have her parents' permission. As people of color, she and her classmates took this election personally. This is Jordan's friend, Allison.
He's going to bring back slavery and stuff. And, like, you know, me being, like, black.
You feel like he could bring back slavery?
Yes.
He's taking the country back 50 years.
And he's really racist.
I asked their teacher, John Garibaldi, what he's been telling his students when he hears these comments. He was rushing to get everyone on the train.
They're voting to just pay attention to what's going on, you know, in the area.
That next election is 4 years away. What about now? Teachers and principals around the city told us they're hearing a lot of fear from their students.
They're immigrants. Their parents are immigrants. You know, some of their parents are illegal immigrants, and they're basically living the things that Donald Trump is putting out there.
Eric Kossoff teaches seventh grade social studies at the Urban Assembly Bronx Academy of Letters. He said everyone was really somber Wednesday morning, so he came up with a lesson plan. Instead of complaining about Trump, he wanted his kids to examine their own biases and bigotry.
And, you know, the conversation led to the idea of people calling people fags and laughing at people that are walking down the street who are talking to themselves. And they were kind of like, oh, geez, like, we do these things too. So then we kind of, as a class, started to come to the conclusion that we were normalizing this bigotry and this intolerant act towards others, and in a weird way, supporting Donald Trump.
At PS 161 in Harlem, Principal Pamela Price says more than 80% of her students are children of immigrants, mostly from Latin America and some from the Middle East. She's telling her teachers to let their kids express their fears of being deported and then assure them nothing will happen right away.
You know what we do? We give them hope. We think that there are enough people here that could help to still make this world a better place. And that America has always been a great country.
She also expects to call a meeting with families. Regardless of immigration status, many parents say they're having a hard time explaining such an emotional election to their children. Outside PS 20 on the Lower East Side, Ray Morales said he was still absorbing the events himself. His daughter, Jasleen, really wanted Hillary Clinton to win.
Yes, I really got upset when Donald Trump got voted for president.
Morales is still figuring out what to tell her, but he does think parents should talk to their kids more about voting.
You can start with little things around the house or whatever, you know, like even if you wanted to go to a movie and you had like two different, I guess, opinions, you know, you could take a vote. Take a vote. Who wants to go see which movie? You know, let the majority win. This way they can start getting an idea of like what the election process is about.
And maybe they'll feel more involved in the process by the time they're old enough to cast their first ballots. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.